What's going on, guys? Nathan here. Today I'm going to give you five easy ways to catch them bluffing. This works almost every time. Let's jump into it. All right, guys, so if you have a sneaking suspicion that somebody might be bluffing you at the poker table, these five tips should help you quickly identify a bluff much faster. These will work for online poker, live poker, home games. It doesn't matter what kind of poker you play. Let's jump into it. Counting down from 5 to 1, here's the top 5 signs that they might be trying to bluff you at the poker table. Number 5 is timing tells. Now, guys, this is one that I've noticed specifically in online poker from my 10 million plus hands playing online poker, is that when somebody bets really quickly, this is almost never a strong hand. Let me give you an example. So you have ace king offsuit, flop comes down with the 10-10 jack. We've all been in a situation like this. We're gonna assume that we are the preflop raiser. We've got ace king, we raise preflop, they called, and lo and behold, they bet into you immediately. So what should you be doing in a spot like this, guys? Well, long story short, this is an easy call for me, guys, especially if you're in position, meaning that you're gonna get to act last on the turn and river. We're gonna be able to take away this pot very, very easily. The reason why, guys, is as I mentioned already, when they bet right away without thinking, I'm assuming, you know, they bet within a second or two, this is almost never a really strong hand for the simple reason that if somebody had a 10, for example, on this flop for trips, they would stop and think about it for a sec. They'd spend maybe 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds thinking about how do I extract the most chips out of this person. They're not going to just jam some chips in there right away. So what I have noticed over the years is that when somebody bets into me, which is against the flow of action, this is almost always from a recreational player, and this is almost always a weak hand. This is a jack at best. This is often some sort of draw, like a 9-8. This is a hand maybe like a mid-pocket pair, like a pocket sevens. This is some sort of mediocre hand that wants to see where they're at. So I'm going to make the easy call here. There's not really any point in raising because we're just going to fold out all those bluffs, but we can just go ahead and make an easy call here and we can outplay them with the power of position. Remember, guys, we got two really nice overcards with the ace and king. That's 6 outs right there, and we got another 4 outs to the queen, to the nut straight. So this is an easy call. Let's move on to sign number 4 that they're trying to bluff you at the poker table, and that is an overbet from a rec player, recreational player, aka fish. Guys, recreational players, as I talked about in my first book, Crushing the Micro Stakes, they often do the exact opposite of what you should be doing. That is, they will often overbet with their bluffs and they will underbet with their strong hands. So for example, you have jack 10 of diamonds, and by the river, the board reads 10, 7, 8, 4, 3. Fish goes ahead and overbets. Guys, I'm just gonna be calling most of the time in a situation like this because I've seen this so often. I call this the little dog with the big bark syndrome. They think that if they just overbet the pot with their ace eight here or their 7-6, that somehow that makes it that they have the nut straight here or something. Guys, I'm not saying that sometimes they're not gonna show up with pocket eights here or something, but most of the time, in my experience, this is a weak hand. This is a little dog that's barking really loud to get you to go away, make the easy call. Let's move on to sign number 3 that you can catch them in a bluff, and that is tilt. Guys, this is the easiest way, honestly, to catch somebody bluffing at the poker table. When someone is frustrated, mad, angry, they will often make ridiculous bluffs, and honestly, it doesn't even matter the player type. This can be good players, bad players, mediocre players. Let me give you an example again. You have queen jack offsuit and the river is a jack 6-6, king 7, and a steaming regular reg who you have put on tilt goes ahead and just jams the river for no specific reason. Guys, I've been in this situation so many times. I've talked about in many of these videos on the channel here that I often go out of my way to put regs on tilt. I also talk about this at length in my brand new Elite Poker Training University. I have an entire video in there talking about how to put people on tilt, and I'll link that up in the description below. You can enroll right now, enrollment's open. But guys, bottom line in this situation, I have to make the call. If you are one of those loose, aggressive players, which I am, that's the style that I teach in all my poker books and in my university training course, you have to make the call in a situation like this. You've put them on tilt. There's a reason why we did that. It's to get them to flip out in a situation like this. And so you gotta make the thin call here. Guys, they're often full of crap here. They're just trying to get back at you because they're frustrated because you put them on tilt. Sign number two that you can catch somebody in a bluff is a paired flop. I've talked about this in many other videos here on the channel before. When somebody raises you guys on a paired flop in particular, it's often nonsense because they're not representing anything. Let me give you an example again. You've got two red nines and the flop comes down with a 10-5-5. You make your standard C-bet, aka continuation bet, and one of those aggressive regulars raises you. What should you do in a spot like this? Guys, this is another easy call here. There's no point in raising. As with a lot of the situations in this video, we don't really want to raise because if they're bluffing, we're just going to fold out their bluffs and we're only going to get action when they actually have the nuts. So you just want to call here. And the reason why this is a bluff, guys, is because they're just not repping anything. Number one, we know that regular players, we're going to assume once again that we raise preflop here. We know that regular players are unlikely to call us preflop with a hand that has a five in it. They could have a 10 in their hand. It's possible, maybe an ace 10 suited or something, but why would a hand like that raise on this flop? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. A lot of times regs will just flat with that hand, and there's really nothing else on this board, guys. There's no conceivable flush draws or straight draws. So often this is just some sort of ridiculous hand that is, you know, trying to see where they're at once again. And we can just go ahead and make the call here and play some poker. And you know, people often ask me, well, what do you do when they keep betting on the turn and river? I mean, if they can continue betting big on the turn and river, and they've proven to me that they're not a complete maniac in the past, I often will make the fold. But I've seen in situations like this again and again, on these paired flops, people tend to flip out. They tend to take their ace jack or their king jack and just make a raise here for no specific reason. Again, they might be on tilt, they might be a little bit frustrated. So often I'm just gonna be making the call here. Again, no point in raising. But let's move on to sign number one that you can catch them in a bluff. They might be bluffing you. And this is one that I have talked about endlessly on this channel, and that is that their line doesn't make any sense. Guys, in a nutshell, the easiest way to catch someone bluffing is that the board does not match their range. Now, I've talked about range here on the channel before. I'll talk about it in all my books and everything. A range is their entire spectrum of hands. Guys, when someone calls you preflop, for example, they're often gonna have hands like mid-pocket pairs, small pocket pairs, suited connectors, suited aces. Basically, they're not gonna have a whole lot of strong hands like ace-king, ace-queen, pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket jacks, pocket queens, because those hands would typically re-raise you preflop. So when they suddenly make a big bet on a board full of Broadway cards like that, it's very often a bluff because it doesn't match their range. Let me give you an example. Once again, you raise preflop with ace queen offsuit, and by the river, the board is 10 of hearts, jack of clubs, five of hearts, six of diamonds, and jack of spades. We're gonna assume that you made a standard C bet on the flop. There was a call, maybe it went check, check on the turn. Pretty standard stuff. You check the river, as we're often going to do in this situation, no real point in betting out, and suddenly they make a big bet. Guys, again, this is almost always an easy call for me for the simple reason that this board does not match the range of a preflop caller. And the other thing that I hope you guys notice is that there are a ton of missed draws on this board, which is an often clear sign of a bluff as well. For example, the hearts have missed by the river. All of the straight draws have missed. For example, 9-8 has missed. King-queen has missed. These are two very likely hands that they're gonna have in a situation like this. So guys, look out for spots like this on the river, especially on these paired boards that have a lot of Broadway cards and you are the preflop raiser. Often this is somebody just doing something silly with a hand like 9-8 because they know if they check behind here, they can't win. So I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you wanna know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.